I have a large PowerPoint production this morning. It's three slides. The word cast, how many ways can we use that in a sentence? Well, I can cast a broken arm, right? We can cast a fishing line with a lure on it, right? I can cast a vote. I can make my vote, cast a vote. I can cast a spell. I can cast light on something with a flashlight. I sure enjoyed the cast of characters in that movie. Now, if I'm going to cook breakfast, I like to cook on a cast iron skillet. And you can cast your pearls before the swine. Well, the other day, I went outside to check on my sheep, and this is what I found. This is what you call a cast sheep, except for the little green tingly things. Whatever's going on there. This is a cast sheep. And I found this out in my lot. And I thought to myself, the first thing whenever I saw her, I thought, she is dead for sure. But she wasn't. How did she become cast? How did she get into this position of all things, flat on her back, feet up in the air? Cast. This happens most commonly with short, stocky sheep that are full of fleece and on flat terrain. Heavily pregnant ewes are most prone, which this ewe was pregnant and pretty heavy pregnant. Cast sheep can become distressed and they can die within a short period of time if they are not restored to a normal position. When back on their feet, they may need supported for a few minutes to ensure that they are steady. A cast sheep is a pathetic sight. Laying there, feet in the air, flailing about. Just kind of pathetic they are. Flailing away frantically, struggling to stand up without any success. Sometimes they'll bleat a little bit, asking for help. But generally, they just lie there lashing about in frightened frustration. This ewe of mine was silent. She was not saying a thing. She was just laying there, her feet in the air, looking around. And what in the world? Why? This made me think of Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 15, where Moses said that Jeshurun had grown fat and kicked. Not a good position to be in. Grown fat and kicked. As sheep lie down, it may roll to one side and relax. But when the center of gravity that's within the body moves, their feet come off the ground. They're laying there, and their feet come off the ground, and oh no, all of a sudden they're cast, flat on their back, helpless. Gases begin to build up in its stomach, and they start to lose blood circulation. The cast sheep is helpless, it is close to death, and it is vulnerable to any kind of attack. This makes the whole problem of a cast sheep more serious for the manager of the sheep. The sheep must be restored to survive. I went up to my ewe and I said, "What in the world are you doing?" First, she looked at me while she was laying there and I rolled her onto her side and you could tell she was just almost kind of dizzy acting. And so I helped her up onto her feet, and she stood up on the hind end and then got up on the front end and then she fell down and she was all kinds of disoriented and messed up. She finally stood and wobbled around and she was shaking, and I thought, boy, she was in a bad way. And pretty soon she wallowed off to the hay pile and started eating, acted as if nothing had happened. The general process by which a shepherd restores a cast-down sheep back to his feet is what is meant by the brief phrase in Psalm chapter 23, "He restores my soul." No wonder the sheep of Psalm 23 brag about his shepherd. No wonder they love him. It's a beautiful picture of the intimate, compassionate relationship the good shepherd has with his sheep, a cast sheep. What's this? It's a little girl laying on her back in the meadow with her feet straight in the air. That's what it's supposed to be. There it comes again. Well, you got the point. You saw it, right? This is a cast Christian. Could this be a cast Christian? Sure. Have you ever been to the point in your spiritual life that you look like that? Flat on your back, feet and hands in the air, helpless, not knowing what to do to get back up on your feet. Here's what David says in Psalm chapter 42, verses 1 through 6. "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night." That's all he's doing, is crying. "While they continually say to me, 'Where's your God?' When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God. With a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim's feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me." If there was anyone that understood sheep and understood what a cast sheep was, it would have been David. That's why I think that he used this term, "My soul is cast down." He was to the point where he was helpless. He was in need of someone, something, somehow to strengthen him. And who is he calling upon to do that? But God. God is the only one that can restore the cast soul. He knew himself that he could never, just like the cast sheep, be able to restore himself. Well, how in the world do we as Christians get into that supposed position spiritually? How do we get into that cast position? My soul is so distraught. I am so possibly depressed, or I am so worried, or I am so scared. What did I do? Psalm chapter 36 and verse 12 says this. "There, the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and are not able to rise." Who? A sinner. A worker of iniquity is cast down. How do I get into the cast down position as a Christian? Maybe I have a sin in my life, like we talked about this morning. Something that I'm practicing over and over and over that is causing me to cast down my soul. They have been cast down and are not able to rise. Now, maybe you have waxed fat, like Jeshurun back in Deuteronomy, and kicked. Don't forget that, he kicked too. Can you just see this fat guy kicking? I don't know, I get this picture for some reason. He's just laying there, kicking. Waxed fat and kick. But the point is he got lazy, right? He got lazy, could care less about anything else. He's just kicking back. Who cares, right? He waxed fat and kicked. You know, I'm persuaded that my you didn't lay down and say, I'm going to roll over on my back. That's what I'm going to do today. It sounds like a good thing to do. This could be fun. And so she plops down and she just whoop, lays on her back. No, that's not what happened. And I'm persuaded that we as Christians don't ever say, I'm just going to relax as a Christian. I'm just going to sit back and do nothing. That's what I'm going to do. That's good for me. I think it's a process. I think day by day we maybe forget to read our Bible. Maybe we forget to think about one another or pray. And all of a sudden we have waxed fat and kicked. And we are cast on our back because of our lack of relationship with the Lord. Something to think about, isn't it? Where am I at in my spiritual life? Am I laying on my side, waiting for my feet to come off the ground and roll over onto my back, helpless like that you? Don't become lazy in your spiritual life. The 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 through 17 tells us. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's talk just a little bit about this. I'm called to sanctification by the gospel. And if I have heard that gospel and I submit to it, then God sanctifies me through Christ Jesus. And sanctification at that point is when I am changed. I am separated from this world. I am a special person in God. But that's not where sanctification ends. You see, our life should be nothing but sanctification. Continual change, continual growth, continual purpose as a Christian. So he says here, you are sanctified. You have this sanctification. So if we go on, he says, to which he called you by our glory. We already read that. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Paul doesn't tell the Christians here, those who are sanctified, to stand at ease. Relax. Don't worry about anything. You're fine. You're sanctified. But yeah, we're sanctified, but he tells me to stand fast in the Word of God. He tells me to be dedicated to the Word of God. He tells me to grow by the Word of God. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. If I've grown fat and kicked, maybe I have that sin in my life that's causing me to be flipped upside down, cast as a Christian. We have hope. We have hope that the shepherd, the good shepherd, will come along and he will roll me back to my side and he will comfort me and he will help me back on my feet. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Believe what God says is true. Believe what he has said is the truth, but act upon that too. Show your faith by your obedience to the word. Romans chapter 13 and verse 12 tells us to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. If we have that sin that has cast us, we need to cast it back to God. Let him take it so that you may be restored. If everything in your world has suddenly shifted and you found yourself on your back, unable to move, take heart. Your good shepherd will restore your soul. Now you may be on your back right now, even as we speak, but he will not leave you there. But realize getting back on your feet is a process. It sometimes takes time. And you may feel weak in the knees or lightheaded. But the shepherd will be by your side every step of the way. It can be a struggle sometimes to give up those things that have got us cast. To cast those things to our Lord. And let Him restore me and restore my soul. But Psalm 55 and verse 22 says, cast your burden on the Lord and He shall sustain you. He's waiting for us to rely on Him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 9, Paul says this, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, and but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. We can become like that you, cast on our back spiritually. We will not be destroyed because we have a good shepherd that will restore us. He loves us. And just like I saw my you cast, I went to her and I helped her. I helped her overcome her situation. Peter would tell us to cast all your cares on him. For he cares for you. My cast you died this morning. Being cast is not a healthy situation. She was heavy with lambs and the casting did not do her any good. She ended up going off feed. She got weak and she got to the point where she couldn't stand up. I feared the inevitable would happen and it did. I went out this morning. And she had tried to lamb. The lambs had died within her. And she laid there panting for her final breath. A cast situation is not good for a Christian. Because it will cause death. It will get us to the point where we can no longer go if we're not restored. You know what, brethren? If your soul was cast this morning, be restored by the shepherd and live. Come forward if you have a concern this morning.